This is Dr. Sigmund Kolanski report patient Amanda, Cordero, and Ignatius Redfield bleeding. Her date of birth is 11/13/1993. So she's going to make her skin. And the Dr. Nelson, she's going to be procedure was phyloplexus, endoscopy, instrumental laparoscopic colonoscopy procedure. After a patient sigmoidal descending colon to transverse colon, beyond the transverse A, distal transverse A, patient heart stool because of phyloplexus endoscopy, or prep like phyloplexus endoscopy, coming out the left colon, sigmoid, and the rectum appear to be unremarkable, no evidence of any colitis or ulcers, no renal fracture of them, which will grade 1, grade 2. We should get to internal hemorrhage, no bleeding. School was strained by ejection. School brought out. Question of external hemorrhage, no bleeding. Our search for surface mark application. Finding flexible sigmoidoscopy of distal trans colon. Number two, no evidence of any colitis. No evidence of left side colitis or sigmoiditis or proctitis. No evidence of also any polyp. Number four, grade 2 internal hemorrhoids. recommendation. I'm not sure that the kind of rectal bleeding she is having could be considered. From the hemorrhage, second patient have a, probably she may benefit from anisole hydrocodone suppositories, or may benefit from hemorrhoidectomy. But if after hemorrhoidectomy, after anisole hydrocodone suppository, if she continues to have rectal bleeding, then the second patient have a complete colonoscopy with adequate prepare follow on to this information. Please send the copy to your primary care provider and copy to Dr. Parham Sari, the episode of December 3rd to 22nd, which is December 3rd to 22nd, patient for tonight.